This is Chris Dufault. I'm a sales agronomist for CHS Ag Services in Crookston, Minnesota. I'm pleased to bring you this update from the Red River Farm Network. CHS Ag Services, providing solutions for your success.
Wednesday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Tyler Donaldson along with Randy Conan and Melissa Hammer. And we begin with Harvest Hotline. Harvest Hotline is brought to you by Ag Country Farm Credit Services, Amity Technology, and the North Dakota Mill. Farmers are getting close to wrapping up the fall harvest in Cooperstown, North Dakota area. Ag Advantage Consulting owner Jonathan Erickson thinks it will take another week.
Some guys are pretty much done with corn, but some of those producers with, you know, larger acreage, they got a, you know, a small amount left. I would say in another week, there shouldn't be a lot of corn left in the country.
Erickson says farmers are happy with their corn yields.
Guys are pleasantly surprised with the corn. It came off dry and for the most part, you know, 16 to 18, so they're really happy. So, you know, there's some corn that, you know, with that high winds and a soybean harvest that did, you know, cause some significant loss. But for the most part, you know, guys are pleasantly surprised. So that helps in the year end.
CHS Ag Services Hillsboro sales agronomist Mackenzie Derry says most farmers in the area are wrapping up fall field work.
For the most part, a lot of the producers that I work with are either most of the way through their corn harvest or don't even have corn and are working on their fall fertilizer side of things, getting the tillage wrapped up or getting what, you know, what they want done, whether that be ditching, the fall fertilizer, the deep tillage on the headlands, things like that. I've seen a lot of equipment being washed, which is awesome. That tells us that, you know, hey, fall was nice enough to us that we could get what we wanted done in a timely manner and put a wrap on crop year 24.
And for the most part, farmers are satisfied with the crop.
It was variable. However, I feel like guys are seeing the bushels that they are pleasantly surprised with. And from there, you know, kind of planning for next year's crop, kind of what we're thinking. Guys are analyzing the soil tests that are coming back. Some soil tests, you know, if guys had hailed out fields, things like that, we're kind of working through how we approach next year's fertility. Are those nutrients actually going to be available next year? How do we want to approach this? That side of thing.
Sugar beet harvest officially ended for American Crystal Sugar Company last Saturday. General agronomist Joe Hastings recaps the crop.
We had to manage some warm temps this year, that's for sure, to make sure we were putting the right temperature beets in the pile. So we had to be patient in many cases and shut down and restart. You know, shut down and got too warm, and we restarted once the temperature's cool enough to make a good storable beet, you know, for the piles for long-term storage. So some challenges that way, but we got through it and we ended up, growers delivered a heck of a good crop.
American Crystal harvested a record amount of tons.
It's about 13.2 million, just that over that. And it looks like we're going to end up around 32.4 or whatever for tons per acre. Still getting the final numbers developed on that, but that will be a record as well. So for tons per acre and the amount of tons harvested. So a very, very good crop year. Recoverable sugar per acre, I'm thinking we're going to be second compared to last year, but still very good. Maybe a couple hundred pounds behind last year. So over 11,000 pounds looks great. It's a great year that way too. Sugar percent around 18.5.
New seed field sales manager Jed Wall says sunflower harvest has been finished for some weeks now, for some, and others are still working.
Kind of always got our core group, I'll call them, of guys that do desiccate, and those guys desiccate for a couple reasons. One is to keep the quality and make sure they get off a quality product, and also to beat the blackbird flight coming in. Birds can really decimate you pretty quickly. So a lot of the desiccation comes down to different management strategies. And this year it's been a bit challenging. You know, some areas didn't get a killing frost until late, and sunflowers really need a good hard frost to end the crop cycle. So the guys that desiccated to get them off early have been done for a while, and that's been the bin. And we've still got a few guys that are working on it. Let's say all in all, the crop's probably 70 to 80% harvested across the board.
Quality and yields have been positive.
So we've had a good year for flowers. You know, the acres were down coming into the year, and the acres that were out there have been turning out very favorable. We've had some very positive yields, so some very high yields coming in. A lot of guys coming in well over a ton, and also been very impressed with the quality, both on the confections. We've seen some really nice product come in with little insect damage and low dark roast. And on the oil side, we're seeing some great oil contents. We've got a couple guys report back in, you know, coming high 40s and even a few guys coming into 50% oil. So it's been very encouraging.
And that's Harvest Hotline. Harvest Hotline, again, brought to you by the North Dakota Mill, Amity Technology, and Ag Country Farm Credit Services.
Topsoil conditions coming out of harvest season remain dry throughout most of the region. EnDon Director Daryl Richeson says there is plenty of moisture beneath those upper layers.
Because of the dryness, it will surprise nobody that really the top, say, 6 to 10 inches is pretty dry. There are exceptions, but generally speaking, that works out really well. The thing is, if you go deeper than that, most areas is still very moist down. You get 18 inches down to 3 feet. There's still quite a bit of moisture down there from, you know, the rains that we had earlier in the spring.
Small rains help, but Richeson doesn't expect those to move the needle much.
These little rains we get just, you know, they help, but not much. You know, what we would, if you really want to get that top, say, foot of soil with more moisture in it, you would really probably need an inch and a half type of rain system, which is very rare this time of year. Not impossible, but it's pretty rare. But I think most of the rain we get will be these lighter ones that we've been getting in the last, say, 10 days. And the one next week doesn't look all that heavy either. But, you know, if we get a quarter to a half an inch, you know, that certainly will help as we go into winter for next spring.
For more information from the Red River Farm Network, you can visit Facebook, X. You can also find stories, podcasts, and more at rrfn.com. You're listening to the Red River Farm Network.
Wednesday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. Fall-seeded crops are in much need for moisture in most of the region. South Dakota Wheat Commission Executive Director John Kleinjohn says the winter wheat is in a tough place right now.
In general, we're 100% planted. I think our acres are going to be down from last year, at least visiting with some people that sell seed. Their seed sales were down from last year and probably five-year average. The weather has not been very cooperative. We've been extremely dry from about August on, and, you know, it depends on where you're at in the state. Some places are worse than others. But overall, we need some rain to get the crop going that is planted. And as I said, that, you know, it's spotty. Some places look okay. Some places don't look very good at all. Down in the south central part of the state, I've talked to producers down there that the crop hasn't even germinated yet. It just needs moisture.
The crop progress report from Monday had South Dakota's winter wheat emergence at 66%, which is 12% behind the average.
You know, we kind of had a similar situation in 2022 where it was very dry, and some of that seed just laid in the ground until we got moisture in November. And it really never did grow in the fall, but it turned out to be okay the next spring. It wasn't a bumper crop by any means, but it was decent. So I'd like to say it's going to be pretty similar to that. Time will tell, I guess, but things don't look the greatest right now, that's for sure. We need a good soaking rain, but, you know, I think if we get some snow in November or something and that melts, just so it gets enough moisture so the seed can swell up over the winter, you'll still get a crop the next year. It's not going to probably be a bumper crop by any means.
USDA is responding to the recent hurricanes and the 2022 drought with a financial shot in the arm for farmers. A total of $143 million in crop insurance indemnities are being made to Florida farmers impacted by Hurricane Milton. There's also $92 million being made available to livestock producers nationwide who faced increased supplemental feed costs due to forage losses in 2022. Contact the Farm Service Agency to apply for the USDA Emergency Livestock Relief Program payments.
Lake Region Livestock in Devil's Lake hasn't seen many new crop calves at the barn yet. Owner Chris Plummer expects farmers will be heading, or those calves will be heading to town as soon as the weather turns.
We haven't seen a whole lot of new crop calves. Guys in northeast North Dakota are just finishing their harvest, and as long as this weather stays, you know, decent, where they're able to do field work and things, I think the I think that'll slow the calf run up a little bit, but I anticipate doing business with the same old guys. So I would kind of the way it seems, the way it feels, next week or the week after, we'll get started on that.
And Plummer is not expecting much heifer retention in the area.
Well, I haven't been seeing any retention as of yet. Like I said, we haven't gotten started, you know, as far as much on our new crop calves, so it's kind of hard to tell what the guys are leaving at home. You know, they're really not saying a whole lot at this point. Hard to keep a heifer when she's worth $1,500 laying in the middle fives. You know, it's a tough deal. You got your way up cow market's really strong yet. That hasn't seemed to have given much with all this cheap feed around. But you know, the overall numbers in Northeast North Dakota are getting lower. You know, the age of the producer's getting older, and it'll be interesting to see how much retention there actually is this fall.
Comstock Investments market analyst Joe Camp says the lack of pressure from crude oil is allowing the grains to find some buying interest.
The pressure that we had to start off this week from crude oil is not there, at least yet today, up about $1 per barrel for these futures that have been tested by the weekend and what happened with Israel and Iran and the relative de-escalation of tensions there. It's a pendulum, those matters are. So it swings one way for a bit, and then all of a sudden, unfortunately, the risk of something popping up to drive crude oil back higher is always present. It really helps that the crude oil is up while you have the dollar index down, the stocks trying to firm up, and just generally a better risk-on type of attitude across the larger space here today.
Weekly report from the Energy Information Administration shows ethanol production for the week ending October 25th at 1.08 million barrels per day. That's up 1,000 barrels per day from the previous week. Ethanol stocks are down 500,000 barrels to 21.8 million barrels. Reporting Agriculture's Business, you're listening to the Red River Farm Network.
Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Potato Expo will be held in Orlando January 9th and 10th. National Potato Council CEO Cam Quarles says registration prices, though, go up on Friday.
Registration is open right now. Actually, there's going to be a registration fee is going to bump up here November 1st. So for folks wanting to get in at the best possible price, now is the time to do it. It will be in January at the Orlando World Center. We had our largest attendance ever. Over 2,000 attendees joined us in Austin. We think we're going to meet or exceed those numbers here.
Vice President of Industry Relations and Events Holly Alexander is looking forward to another jam-packed expo.
We have three stages going on. We have over 30 sessions that we'll be putting on across those three stages. We'll have cooking events in there. We were able to have the format of the expo hall similar to the way it's been the last 2 years, where kind of everything's in one area and one room accessible. So we have the expo stage that's in the exhibit hall, and then our breakout sessions are all just right connected to that hall.
And once again, early bird discounts for Potato Expo ends tomorrow, with prices bumping up November 1st.
Checking quotes for you this Wednesday afternoon. December wheat Minneapolis is 4.5 cents up to 6.11 even. March Minneapolis 3.75 higher. December wheat Chicago 4.5 cents up to 5.75 even. Kansas City's December hard red winter wheat is up 2.75 cents at 5.77 even. December corn down 2.5 to 4.11 1/4. March corn 1.5 cents lower. January soybeans up 10.5 cents to 9.89 1/2. March soybeans up 10 1/4. May 10 up a dime now. In Winnipeg, January canola is down $1.40 to $6.45.80 Canadian. Looking at cattle, December live cattle down $1.55 at $186.40. February's down $1.62. April live cattle down $1.55. November feeders down 97 cents to $2.45.62. December lean hogs up $1.62 at $84.45. February's up 45 cents. This is the Red River Farm Network.